The plaque is across the street from the historic Pantages Theater. It honors Russell G. O'Brien, who was born during the Irish Potato Famine in 1846. John Keane, the honorary Irish consul for Washington, says, like a lot of immigrants, O'Brien seemed intent on showing his patriotism for his new country.
He ended up as a 16-year-old joining an Illinois infantry in the U.S. Civil War.
By the end of the Civil War, O'Brien had worked his way up to brigadier general. Afterwards, he moved to Washington Territory. We weren't even a state yet. And he didn't seem to waste any time here either. He became clerk of the territorial Supreme Court, mayor of Olympia, and the first commander of the Washington National Guard. But it was what he did at the Bostwick Hotel in Tacoma on October 18, 1893, that affects us even today. It was at a meeting of the local chapter of a National Civil War Veterans Group. O'Brien stood up and made a motion that when the national anthem is played,
the people should rise and remove their hats if they were not in the military, and to stand at attention for the playing of the national anthems.
He says before that,
there was no general rule about what you had to do. Some people kept their hats on, some people didn't, that type of thing.
Do you know anything about the speech he gave at that time, or how he came up with the idea?
I don't.
What we do know is the motion passed and had been adopted nationally within 2 years. Eventually, Congress made the custom part of official U.S. code. So the next time you hear this...
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise, remove your caps, and join in the singing of our national anthem.
Maybe you should think about Russell G. O'Brien and the difference one person can make.
I think it is something wonderful. I mean, he did leave his mark on society. Would that, you know, all of us could leave such a mark.
What so proudly we hailed at the
Paula Whistle, KPLU News.
Gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.